This is KCUR 89.3. The World Cup soccer tournament in Russia this summer will have a glaring absence, the U.S. men's team. But U.S. soccer is trying to move on. As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, Kansas City is in the picture. In more ways than one.
The U.S. men's national team has a younger look these days. One of those players is Eric Palmer Brown, who grew up in Lee's Summit, signed with Sporting Kansas City at the age of 16, and now plays full-time in Europe.
I believe in U.S. soccer, so I think with what we're doing, with the young guys, us, our group, we're starting over and we're trying new things.
The 21-year-old played in his first match on Memorial Day when the U.S. defeated Bolivia. It was his second call-up to the men's national team this year. Under interim coach Dave Sarakan, this spring, the average age of the men's national team was around 22 years old. But in October, when the men's team average age was 27...
It is over! Trinidad, with nothing to play for, has dethroned the United States.
Palmer Brown watched his Sporting teammates, Matt Beisler, Graham Zusi, and the since-traded Benny Failhaber, lose a game to Trinidad and Tobago and America's chance to be in the World Cup.
It hurts to watch, as a fan, as a friend. It sucked to see, but at the same time, things happen.
Things have changed. There's a new U.S. soccer president, and after the upcoming World Cup, there'll be a new coach to replace Bruce Arena. Though Sarakan doesn't know if he'll be retained as the permanent coach, he says the uncertainty won't hinder the rebuild.
The one thing about our group, whether it's myself, our staff, the players that are here, the task at hand is today, then tomorrow, then the next day.
There happens to be a coach in Kansas City who knows about building and rebuilding, Sporting coach Peter Vermees. His name has circulated in the soccer world as a possible coaching candidate, a rumor that reached Sporting co-owner Mike Illig.
Yeah, we hear the same rumors everyone else hears, but I asked Peter, has he heard anything? No, so his answer is no.
But timing is everything, and Sporting recently extended Vermees' contract through 2023. Newly armed with it, can Vermees declare unequivocally that he'll stay that long?
No, I can't say that, and I'll tell you why. Because there's absolutely no 100% situation, right? And I everybody wants to draw me out and for me to say that I'm not going to the U.S. national team. I don't even think that's a discussion here, because that's all speculation.
There's also the possibility that the United States, Canada, and Mexico will jointly host the 2026 World Cup. FIFA, soccer's international governing body, will announce its decision June 13th. Kansas City is one of 23 host cities included in the bid, and according to Michael Kammerman of U.S. Soccer, the new National Training Center in KCK won't hurt KC's chances.
The facilities are a big part of the strength of any bid city, and the National Development Center that just opened in Kansas City is simply outstanding. I think there's nothing like it in the United States. I think it's something that was very impressive to the people who are making these decisions.
Already, Children's Mercy Park will be one of the sites for the 2019 CONCACAF Gold Cup, an international tournament. By then, Palmer Brown will be almost halfway through his contract with Manchester City in the English Premier League, but he hopes to play in Man City as opposed to on loan in Belgium.
Getting those game repetitions, there's nothing like it. Training is training, and it's great. And you push yourself every day, but game situations, anything can happen. So it's really good.
And there's a chance he could be back with the national team next year on the familiar turf at Children's Mercy Park. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.